And now we come to the part of the show where we invite people on who've accomplished great things to accomplish something not so great. It's called Not My Job. We have had many divas on this show, but this is the first time we've had a real one. Frederica von Stade has been one of the premier mezzo-sopranos in international opera for nearly four decades, which, considering she started her career as a secretary in an office in Washington, D.C., is quite an accomplishment. She joins us now. Frederica von Stade, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great to have you.
This is very...
slightly awkward.
This is very grand.
Very grand, isn't it, though? So let me start by asking you just about your background. You think of opera singers, Frederica von Stade. You'd come from, like, you know, l'Elysée of Switzerland, but you actually were a kid in New Jersey, right?
Jersey.
You're a Jersey girl.
Yes, yeah.
I'm thinking back of my own upbringing in New Jersey. Not a lot of opera, I remember.
Not a lot of opera for me. In fact, when I was young, I thought opera was kind of sad, because it was always on the Saturday afternoon broadcast, and that meant that the weekend was almost over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you what aria of yours I love the most? Many of them, of what you've performed, I love. I love the, and I don't know how you say it in Italian, but the Star Trek aria.
Oh.
What is this now?
I did the Star Trek aria on the Emmys once. You know, the I was doing it, and very quite seriously. You know, I take it my work seriously.
So do I.
And it was, this is clear. And I was going, and people were laughing hysterically, and I thought, but it's not funny.
No, I agree.
And they were showing videos behind me. They were not thinking of me.
They weren't.
But you have to know that Star Trek is very, very important to Peter.
Yes.
Like, I've not been to his home, but my guess would be the bed set.
Yes. And the jammies.
Yeah, all the jammies. And the doors all go whoosh and slide into the walls.
Yes.
Talk to me about, like, the cliches or stereotypes of opera. For example, the whole diva idea. The diva originally is, of course, the opera diva, the lead female singer.
When I first started singing, there really was the diva world, and I sang at the Metropolitan Opera, and Renata Tebaldi would come in, and Joan Sutherland, and they'd all be dressed head to toe in furs and jewels, and everybody had a dog. But I think I sort of miss it. It was fun, and when you hear all the stories about Maria Callas.
Yeah. For those of you just listening, she's dressed in furs.
But we do appreciate how quiet her dog has been. Yeah.
But
did you ever get to do that in your early years? Did you ever get to go full-on diva?
No, not really. I've done it on stage, and it is fun.
You play the role on stage.
It's dress-up. You know, a lot of opera is playing dress up in the most
marvelous
way.
But it's not just the way they dress. Wasn't it the attitude of them as well? Didn't they like receive fruit plates and then the dressing room door would fly open and the fruit plate would come out?
And it was fun when that happened, and then it got more sane.
Fun for whom?
Fun to watch for all of us.
Did you ever throw a fruit plate?
No, I never threw a fruit plate.
Really?
I would go in my dressing room and
cry. I mean,
she was a passive-aggressive diva. People wanted her to throw the fruit plate so she wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I wanted the fruit. You know?
More important to you than the gesture. But honestly, there are a few periods or places in life where you have a basically carte blanche to behave as badly as you want.
Yeah.
And singing the lead in a major opera has got to be one of them.
Oh, it is. And now you can't kind of get away with it as much anymore.
Really?
It's really... I mean, there are marvelous stories about Callas that when she left a great performance at La Scala, her fans would pick up her car and carry it to her home. Pick up the car.
She'd get in the car, and the fans would pick it up.
Pick it up, and that's how incredible it was. I mean, that's...
What kind of car?
Exactly. So it's not like the NPR fans.
Yeah.
We leave here, it's like...
Well, look at them all.
I mean, they'll tear the clothes right off my back.
Do you guys want me to tell you which car is mine so you can hoist it?
Now, a lot of opera fans, as you of course know, tend to be older. Are you ever afraid that the audience is, well, aging out and dying off?
Yeah, we are.
It's like the Elks and the Moose Clubs are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Have you folk in the opera world talked about how can we make this art form, this very expensive art form that needs the support of a loyal fan base, how do you make it more appealing to a younger generation?
We do talk about it all the time, and it sort of, I think, changes. What's exciting now is that people are writing new operas.
Right.
The public want that.
Maybe you need to pick different material to adapt. For example, Twilight series.
Oh, my heavens.
The not say to Harry Potter, for example.
Yes. You write it, I'll sing it.
The marriage of Brad and Angelina.
Absolutely.
Frederica von Stade, we are so delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game that we're calling...
Hello, beautiful. I'm burning up because I have a crazy kind of crush on you.
As I'm sure you realize, that means we are going to ask you three questions about the Jonas Brothers. The hottest, coolest boy band since the last one. If you get two out of three questions right about Kevin, Joe, and you know Nick, yes, the third Jonas Brother.
Yeah, that's right,
the
Nick.
Cute one, right? Nick is the cute one, yes? You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on that listener's home answering machine, screaming like a 13-year-old girl.
It's the Johannes Brothers.
Carl, who is Frederica von Stade playing for?
Peter, she is playing for John Jerome of Trinidad, California.
There you go. All right, ready to go?
Yes, I am.
First question. Jonas Brothers concerts are known for their multimedia appeal. In fact, the throngs of female fans are often sent into paroxysms of joy when they get to see what projected onto the big jumbotron? A, Kevin as a baby nursing. B, Nick replacing his insulin pump. Or C, all three boys in the bathroom brushing their teeth in unison.
C.
You can do it for C, brushing their teeth. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually replacing the insulin pump.
Oi!
Nick is very public about his diabetes, but the girls, it seems, aren't applauding his courage, but the fact they get a little glimpse of his bare torso.
Wait, who is replacing the pump for
him? He's doing it himself. He's monitoring his own insulin.
He doesn't have fangirls doing it for him? Or
I'm sure many would volunteer. Okay. All right, you still have two more chances here. Next question. The Jonas Brothers are expanding their empire into new media, including, of course, a TV show, Jonas, it's going to be called. It's about three brothers trying to be rock stars while living a normal life. That was not the original concept of the TV series, though. What was? Was it A, that Jonas would stand for Junior Operative Networking as Spies, and the boys would be international spies pretending to be teenage rock stars? Was it B, one of the brothers, Nick, would actually be an android built by the other two who did not feel that they were cute enough on their own? Or C, in addition to their singing skills, each brother would have a superpower? Which of these was the original concept for the upcoming Jonas Brothers TV show?
C,
superpower.
Superpower.
Oh, no.
Mo doesn't think you should go with that.
Change your answer.
A.
You're going to go for A?
Yeah.
Mo talked you into A?
Yeah.
Wise person to listen to Mo. He's right.
What was it?
Junior Operative Networking as Spies. That was the original concept. Someone at the Disney Channel realized this would be gilding that lily, if you will. All right, you've got one out of two right with one to go. Here is your final question. They've got one hit movie already, Camp Rock. They're making a sequel to that movie, but they've already optioned a well-known book so that they can star in the film adaptation. What is the book? Is it A, The Dirt, the autobiography of the band Motley Crue? B, Undaunted Courage, the story of Lewis and Clark?
So the third one has to be Sacagawea. Yeah.
Or is it C, Walter the Farting Dog?
Oh no! Oh gosh!
There's been a lot of that.
This is tough.
It is hard.
C.
Yes, you're right. C.
You're amazing.
You are.
Yeah, but she was.
And it's still the second act.
Well done. You got it, right? It was C. It's going to be Walter the Farting Dog. The movie will be directed naturally by the Farrelly brothers.
consider it an opera buffo.
So, Carl, how did Frederica von Stade do in our quiz?
Frederica had two correct answers, Peter, so she wins for John Jerome.
Well done. Frederica von Stade is a world-renowned star of the opera. She's America's favorite mezzo-soprano. In 2010, she will begin her farewell tour. In addition, she's currently working with the Young Musicians Program right here at Cal Berkeley. Frederica von Stade, thank you so much for being with us. You were great. Brava.